U.S. District Judge Thomas Thrash's order does away with a portion of the law that would have made it a crime to knowingly harbor or transport an illegal immigrant while committing another crime. Thrash eliminated that section because he says it's preempted by federal law. Omar Jadwat is an attorney with the ACLU's Immigrant Rights Project. He says without the provision, much of the heart of the law no longer exists.
So one of the things the state said was that under this law, a U.S. citizen child, the teenager driving his undocumented mother to the grocery store, would be a criminal subject to prosecution by the state. So we're very pleased that the section, which has never gone into effect because of the challenge that we filed, is now permanently struck down.
But State Representative Matt Ramsey, who authored the immigration law, says the order was not a surprise based on the U.S. Supreme Court decision regarding a similar law in Arizona. And he says striking down the provision does not deal a major blow.
It was a very, very, very small part of our bill, and we continue to be elated with how our bill has stood up to scrutiny from legal challenges over and over and over again. The most critical parts of the bill have been upheld by the court, and we continue to be satisfied with how the court's treated our legislation.
Ramsey says he does not plan to rework the law in light of the ruling. The portion of the law which allows law enforcement officers to check the immigration status of criminal suspects who fail to produce proper identification still stands. Michelle Worth, WABE News.